The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
If you don't have a coach, if you don't have a mentor, or just someone that you can shadow, you're going to be lost. And that to me is disturbing, because you have those individuals in the market making mistakes, just learning as they go.
Yeah.
But then it makes us seasoned realtors look bad when we go behind them to pick up an expired deal, to work with a buyer that, you know, is now, like I have a client right now facing foreclosure, and he's only had the home for 2 years, you know? So
it's
the experience that they've had with their previous team, and they now are really reserved, like they have reservations about working with realtors.
Yeah.
So it's, I feel like there's going to be, if the 56 that we have that have left, 56, mm-hmm. 60,000 that have left, if more don't go, if they don't leave, or at least get the training they need, the mm-hmm. education they need to be successful and to do things the right way, more accurately, we're going to be dealing with a lot of for sale by owners soon. They're not going to want to work with, you know, having a realtor as a representation because of the experience purchasing the home.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
It makes sense.
So.
Wow. So with all that being said, like, in your opinion, what are a couple of ways that realtors these days can stand out and stand out from the crowd, really?
Being yourself. And I know that's a simple answer, but it's that simple, but so deep too.
Mm-hmm.
So deep. I feel if you look at my business card, you get a side profile, and I'm looking with a little slight smile, right? But it's not your typical.
Yeah.
I feel like anyone that comes into the industry, they, however they saw their realtor, they kind of mimic that. Or the majority, they're like, oh, you probably even Google online realtor poses.
Probably.
You probably look up realtor poses,
yeah.
realtor outfits. I mean, I'm going to say I've done the same.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, that's boring. I'm just going to be myself, you know? So just being you is what's going to separate you from everyone else, because no one else can be you. No one talks like you. No one laughs like you. No one has the same style. They may say you remind them of someone else, but no one can be you. So when you are, my first year I did 18 deals. Hosting open houses, knew nothing about real estate at all.
Yeah.
At all. I just repeated some of the stories that I've heard. But what made people want to work with me was I played my music at the open houses, the music I liked. I set up snacks because I didn't want to sit at an open house for 3 hours and be hungry and not have anything to eat. I had coloring books and crayons for the children that came into the open house. I have kids.
Yeah.
So I just thought about the experience that I would want to have and that I want to give.
Yeah.
And this was coming from me.
Yeah.
I wasn't asking realtors around, what do you do? How do you set up? Okay, I'm going to do just that. No, I looked at the best and I saw what the best were doing. And I said, okay, I'll implement that. But I'm going to add my own flavor to it.
Yeah.
You know, so follow the people, they have their gurus. They have the people they want to mimic or mirror. That's fine. But don't forget to include yourself.
Yeah.
And then that's how you'll go far. Because your brand is really who you are.
Yep.
And for your brand to be consistent, the only way to be consistent is if you're consistent with being yourself. Because if one day I'm just like this chill, ratchet, crazy girl because I'm trying to mirror somebody and I want to be that. And then the next day I'm all proper. And, you know, like it's not consistent.
Yeah.
You know, people kind of see right through it. Like that's not really you. You're shy. be shy
yeah.
and say I'm shy. And then maybe you'll attract every shy person in the world. You'll make them more comfortable.
Yeah.
That makes any sense. I'm loud.
I agree.
I don't try to bottle that up. I know there's a time and place for everything. I try my best to keep it together, but I have no shame in who I am.
Yeah.
You know, and I try to be that because I'm not going to be able to serve. Everybody won't be for me. I'm not going to be able to service everyone.
Yeah.
But I try to be my true self and attract those that are like me. And then we will go far because you'll stick around.
Yeah.
Because there's something about me that reminds you about something in you. And there's a connection that you just can't figure out. But it's what's going to keep us together. If that makes sense.
It makes sense.
All right.
It makes sense. I love that. I love that. So one of the other things I really appreciate that you do is, you know, you got New York City, right? You got Brooklyn, you got Atlanta. You have these major cities that always get a lot of attention, always have a lot of events about real estate, building wealth and things like that. But there are places that are forgotten, places where maybe the big person won't spend time going because maybe they don't feel it's worth their while. But I know you've done events in places like Reading, Pennsylvania,
yes.
different parts of New Jersey. And those are not really places people think of when you think about those big events, right? So I would love to hear from you just the importance of doing that.
Okay. So I met a guy at a networking event, and he lives out in Reading, PA. So he was putting a flyer together. And I was like, let me do it for you, because he said he wanted to do an event. I said, let me do it for you. And then I started putting the flyer together. And then I was like, you know what? I'll help you with the event. Put the event together, gave it more structure, and we had a focus. And then he thought it would be a great idea for me to come and visit the city. And I came out and I spoke with a lady there who has a nonprofit organization. And she gave me letters to read from children that are in that town. And it was very, very, very heartbreaking. Like, I teared up. This is a community where there's high violence, high crime, but it's amongst the youth. It's not even the adults. Like, the adults are more sick. Mm. Like, they're addicts, right? They're alcoholics. They're drug users. But the children are the ones that are gunning down each other. They're the ones that are getting pregnant. I believe they have daycares in the high school.
Wow.
And it's to me as a mom, I connected with those stories.
Yeah.
Reading the letters of children saying that they feel overlooked. They fear going to school every day. Why is my teacher upset with me? I did nothing wrong. I'm just trying to understand, right? And it's for me, I just felt like these children are hopeless. And I spoke with him and I said, we need to do more. We need to get involved. We need to figure out a way that we could touch these kids. We could touch the the parents of these children. How can we meet with the city officials? We met with a few of the House representatives and PA. So the focus for me was, how can I bring what I'm doing in Jersey to that town? How can I be of support of this community? Because they're crying out loud, but no one can hear them.
Yeah.
No one can hear them. And they need more examples of what it looks like to be someone that struggled and made it out than to just see a bunch of people that aren't from that area saying, you're wrong for doing this. This is our future.
Yeah.
You know, and if North could change, North New Jersey could change, if Brooklyn can change, Brooklyn, New York, then why can't a city like Reading, PA?
Yeah.
You know, I think when you think business, a lot of people want to only cater to the towns that there's a return on your investment. So I don't want to pour into communities just to pour into communities. What's the benefit? What's the gain? That's not for me. Like, that's not the way I see it. I look at it as North, which was a town that no one cared about. You turned your back to. Now everyone wants a piece of it.
Yeah.
Same thing with Brooklyn. And that could be Reading. If you look into Reading, PA, you look at the crime and it's just like a dark cloud, you know, over that area that must be lifted. And I feel like anyone that's listening, if you have the courage or you have the heart to just reach into, you know, reach back to those people that that need, you know, guidance, that need direction, that they don't really have much.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just Reading. I'm sure it's many places in Pennsylvania, many places in New York and New Jersey as mm-hmm. well, that is overlooked because there's nothing else going on. So you feel like, you know, just put them all in a box and leave them there because they're not affecting my children. They're not bothering my family or my funds, the money that I'm raising to survive. But all of that is like a cancer cell. If you don't stop it there, it'll spread out into your area. It'll spread out. Your child can be visiting that town and your child can be taken out, right? If you don't address those issues now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
A lot of smart people don't feel so smart when it comes to their money. So Morgan Stanley made a podcast to help. Listen to What Should I Do With My Money? To hear real people ask real questions about money and get helpful answers from experienced financial advisors.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.